Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning about fire, the significance of fire, fire on Shabbos, fire on Pesach, and hopefully in the schus of all this talk about fire, all those Jews, unfortunately, who have recently been fired from their jobs will hopefully regain their jobs, even better jobs than they had before, where they like their boss more, have a higher salary, less work hours, and a better working environment, hopefully. We're going to be basing our shiur on a sicha given in the Beis Medrash of Tolna by Mori v'Ravi, Hagoyin HaGadol Rav Yitzchak Menachem Weinberg, Shlita, in the year Tavshin Samach Vav, the Tolna Rebbe, in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, in the Bukharim section of Jerusalem. He gave a beautiful sicha, as he does weekly, and I thought that there would be no greater hana in the world for me than to share it with you, and I'm hoping that you won't have much more hana in the world than to hear it. Sweetest friends, it says in Parashas Vayakhel, Lo sivaru eish b'chol moshvoseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. One should not light a fire in all of your dwelling places on the day of Shabbos. In Parashas HaChodesh, it says, Ki im tzli eish. This year, Parashas HaChodesh is read together with Parashas Vayakhel. In Parashas HaChodesh, it says in Parashas Bo, that the Karban Pesach has to be tzli eish. It has to be with fire. So we're going to try to understand this whole inyan of eish, and the difference between the Eish on Shabbos and the Eish on Pesach. Pesach has to be roasted with Eish. Shabbos you're now allowed to light a fire. And we're trying to understand fire. So Rashi on the Pasuk of Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshvoseichem B'yom HaShabbos says, Yesh Mar Vaseinu Omrim Havara L'Lav Yotzos V'yesh Omrim L'Chalik Yotzos. Some rabbis say that Havara is a Lav, and some say that Havara is L'Chalik. So Rashi is very makatzer here. Rashi writes with great brevity, where he should have explained more. Because even a five-year-old wants to understand Rashi. And Rashi should have explained that the whole pasuk is superfluous. Because we already know that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, and Havara is included in that. Why did the Torah single out Havara? So Rashi says, first, according to one opinion, because the Lav Yotzos, to tell you that the other malachas, you get an Onesh Misa, and for Havara, for lighting a fire, there's only Malkus. And the other opinion says, L'chalek Yatzos, that the Torah excluded the Malacha of Havara. The Torah singled out the Malacha of Havara to tell you that just like this Malacha gets an Onesh La'atzma, gets its own individual punishment, so to every Malacha of the Lamites Malachas gets its own punishment. So if you do a Malacha, a number of Malachas of Shabbos and one forgetting, so you have to bring a carbon for each Malacha that you did. So that is the din of L'chalek Yatzos, that you have to bring a karban for each specific malacha that you did. You did eight malachas and one forgetting that it's Shabbos, you bring eight karbanos. So Rashi, really, instead of just saying, Yesh Mar V'Seinu Omer Avar L'Lav Yatzos, V'Yesh Omer L'chalek Yatzos, Rashi should have been a little bit more ma'arich, he should have explained a little bit more so that even a five-year-old can understand what exactly this means. Point number two is that the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Chof expounds this pasuk differently than the drasha Rashi gives. So why does Rashi not quote that drasha given in Shabbos Chof Amud Aleph? Not only that, in Sanhedrin Lamed Hamud Beis, the Gemara gives other drashas for Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshvoseichem. No, Rashi only wanted to quote the Gemara that Havara is the Lav Yatzos and Havara is the Chalek Yatzos. Why did Rashi choose specifically this drasha and omitted the other drashas? What we also have to understand is the seder, the order of these drashas. Why first the Lav Yatzos, and then L'chalek Yatzos? We also have to understand, according to the Mandamar of the Lav Yatzos, why was Havara chosen of all the Malachas that it shouldn't get the normal punishment of Skila and a Karban Chatas, and all it gets is Malkus, and not any other Malachas of the Lamites Malachas? So why specifically Havara is singled out to be the malacha that's a lav and not a chi of misa, a chi of karban chatas? And we also have to understand, according to the Mandi Amar of L'chalek Yatzos, why specifically was this malacha singled out to tell us that every malacha gets its own punishment? Could have chosen any malacha. So we have to know why specifically, what's special about Havara. So we're going to leave these questions hanging. And then we're going to go to what it says in Parashas HaChodesh and Parashas Bo. It says, "Va'achol es habaser b'layla hazet sli'esh u'matzis ha'mamorim yachlu al-tochlu m'menu no v'ashol mevushol b'mayim kim sli'esh rosho al-kurav al-kirbo." You should eat on this night, roasted with fire, the Korban Pesach, together with matzah and maror. Don't eat it raw, don't eat it cooked with water. Rather, it should be roasted with fire, its head, on its legs, on its innards. So the Torah was very makbid that the Korban Pesach should be eaten in a certain way, more than any other achila. When a person eats Trumas and Maestras, when a person eats Kachim, it never tells us how to eat it. You eat it however you want. You want to roast it, roast it. You want to cook it, cook it. You want to bake it, bake it. But with respect to the Korban Pesach, the Torah emphasizes a number of times that it has to be tzli'esh. It has to be roasted with fire. So what's the special relationship between the Korban Pesach and fire? Now, with respect to fire, we find that the Chedushei HaRim, whose Yortzeit falls out around this time of year, Chof Gimel Adar, who is brought a number of times in the book of his grandson, the Sfas Emes, and in the Shemi Shmuel and Chanukah, who told us a great yesod in the essence of Eish. This is the Chedushei HaRim, Rav Yitzchak Meir Migur, the first Gerer Rebbe. The first time it's brought is in the Sfas Emes and Chanukah in the year Tofresh Nundalad and Dibor Maschil B'Shem. So we're going to read the Chedushei HaRim, what he says from the Sfas Emes. And then, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to be even wiser than we were before we read it, B'siyata D'Shemaya. B'Shem Adoni Mori V'Zikni. In the name of my master, my grandfather, my teacher. D'yesh B'ner Inyan HaMe'ir V'Hasoref. Fire lights, it creates light, and it also burns. V'hu L'Srof HaPsolet U'L'Havir HaPnimiyut Esh HaTshuka Eilav Yitbarach. And it's supposed to burn, the idea of Eish burning, it's supposed to burn all the psolas, all the waste. And it's supposed to burn us up, burn the pnimius, burn our insides up with a desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the fire of Eish. It burns the bad and it's a fire of good. And it also shines. So those are the two things that Eish does. So Reif and Meir. Ube'inyan ha-Meir, that it gives light. V'hasol Reif and it burns. Isa b'zora kadosh ki b'me'a ma'isa yesh mor ha'esh uv'shavis ma'orei or. That during the week there's ma'or ha'esh and on Shabbos there's ma'orei or. What does this mean? That the Zohar says that during the week it's ma'or ha'esh, on Shabbos it's ma'orei or, during the week it's fire, on Shabbos it's light. And therefore on Motzei Shabbos we say borei me'orei ha'esh, because we want to connect the me'or ha'esh, the fire aspect, the burning aspect, with the me'orei ha'or, the light aspect of Shabbos. Shabbos is the light, the weekday is the burning. So on Motzei Shabbos we say borei me'orei ha'esh, to connect the light and the burning. What does this mean? Ulevar einyan nira diyesh or haba b'koach sreifas ha'psolas. There's light that comes when you burn something. Because our candle burns to the extent, our candle gives light to the extent that it burns. The more it burns, the more it gives light. And that's the purpose of all malachos during the week. To literally clarify, to remove the psoles, this waste, and with that beirah, when we are able to make a distinction between good and bad, and remove the bad, and get rid of the bad, and bring in the good, so we're zocha to light. That's our job during the week, to burn the bad, and bring in the good. Aval or hameir, what's or hameir? Hu etzem haor, she'eino soref rak meir. That's the etzem haor, the light itself that gives light. And that's the light that was created on the first day. Shaya meir misof ha'olam ve'ad sofo. That was shining from the beginning of the world until the end. V'gnazo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaTzadikim. And God put it away for the tzaddikim. U'b'Shabbos, continues the Chiddush HaArim, the Sfas Emes in the Chiddush HaArim's name, Yesh Ha'ara Me'or HaGanuz. On Shabbos, we receive the shine from this hidden light. U'kamashikas of Matana Tova Yeshli, as it says in the Gemara, that God gives us a gift. Why is it a gift? She'ein ze b'koach ma'isa adam. It's not what we're doing, it's a gift from the Rabbanu Shel Olam v'Isa. Da'achar Shabbos, harishon shenignas ha'or hizmin HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam limso or elidei evin. That we know the famous Chazal, that after the first Shabbos, there was no light. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu invited Adam to find light through stones, through rubbing two stones together. V'zeo b'chinas ma'orei ha'esh v'esh ha'soreif. And that's a b'china of burning, the burning aspect of fire. Shekafi ma shiyavarer kach yimta ara. To the extent that we're mevara, that we try to make these beirurim, these, we try to find the good from the bad, so too we will find light. And that's what it means. Vayere vayiboker. There was day, there was night. There was night, there was day. What does that mean? Shekafi beirur has hataroves. To the extent that we're able to make a distinction between what is mixed, between good and bad. V'sreifas ha'psoles, and we're able to burn. What is psoles? What is waste? What isn't good? Yimtza boker, we'll find boker, we'll find light. V'lachein b'shabbos kodesh lo k'si v'yerev kisholeik bo ma'orei or kanal. And therefore on Shabbos it doesn't say v'yerev. There's no darkness on Shabbos, there's only light. So we see from this very deep Keta, this very deep shtickle, this very deep passage. I said it in three languages. Wow, I wish I could say everything in three languages. We see from this passage in this Sfas Emes that the light was already created before Shabbos. But Eish, but fire, was not created during Sheshes Mei Bereshis. Adam created fire with the seichel that God gave him from the two stones in his hand, and he rubbed them together. But the creation itself on Shabbos Bereshis had the great light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the or that Hashem put into the world, but it didn't have fire. It had the meir aspect of light, the shining brightness aspect of light, but not the burning fire aspect of light. And the burning only came into the world on Motzei Shabbos. So the light was there before Shabbos. The light was there on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put away the light for the future. But in the first Shabbos it was there. And you can see Misofa Olamat Sofa. You can see everywhere. There was such great clarity in the world. The clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol. That we had such great spirituality. Such great light in the world. And then on Motzei Shabbos, we also, Adam created fire. He put the two rocks together. And he rubbed them together. And there was fire, that's the burning aspect. And that's our job during the week. Our job during the week is to take this fire and use it to be mevarer, to burn the psoles, to burn the waste, and to leave what is good and what is holy and what is special. And if we know how to do that properly, then we will be zoche. We will be zoche to have light. We will be zoche to have good in the world. But that's our avoda. That's Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh. That's incidentally why this farm talk about, there's Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, because Shisha Sidrei Mishnah talk about Mutar Aser, Tamei Tahor, Pasul Kasher. We're being mivare between what's good and bad. That's six, that's the 6 days of the week. But on Shabbos, everything is good. On Shabbos, there's no darkness, there's no Erev. And that's why on Shabbos, Borer is Aser. You don't have to do Borer on Shabbos. What are you doing Borer for? What are you separating bad from good? It's all good on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a day to make berurim. Only during the week we select, but not on Shabbos. On Shabbos it's all good, it's all light. And so writes the Heilige Rebbe, Rebbe Yonasan Eibeshitz, in his Sefer Teferes Yehoinasan, that Nira Levar Ki Beluchos Harishonos Nosan Tam Lashmiras HaShabbos. That in the first Luchos it says, why should we keep Shabbos Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis? V'zeh Shayich B'chol HaDvarim HaNivraim B'Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh. And that is Shayich to all the things created during the 6 days. That's what we have to remember. Aval ha'or b'motzei Shabbos ivri. V'im ken eino b'chlal kivo Shabbos. God didn't rest from creating fire on Motzei Shabbos because fire didn't exist during the 6 days of creation. Fire is only something that came afterwards. And if that's the case, we see that Shabbos has no shaychus to fire. Shabbos is light, but fire, the burning aspect of fire, as Rabbi Hanassan says, and as the Chiddush Arim says, fire is only Motzei Shabbos, but on Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't rest from fire because there was no fire during Sheshes Yemei Bereishis. So that's Shabbos. Shabbos has no shaychus to Eish. There was no Eish on Shabbos. God wasn't resting from Eish. There was an Eish before Shabbos. There was an Eish on Shabbos. It's only after Shabbos. But Pesach is different. Pesach, we find the exact opposite. The Torah was makbid, there should be dafka Eish. And it should be an Eish glui, it should be an exposed fire. And the Eish should reach all the limbs of the korban, roshu al kirbo v'akrov, the whole thing should be in fire. Even the wood that you use, that it's roasted on, has to be clean. There shouldn't be water. So it has to be pure fire, fire, fire. So we see that Shabbos, the union of Shabbos, is light. There was light on Shabbos. There's no darkness on Shabbos, only light. In many homes, the minhag, they don't say Laila Tov on Shabbos. They don't say good night. On Shabbos, there is no good night. There's only good Shabbos. So Shabbos is an union of Maor, of light. And Pesach is an union of Eish, of fire. And that's also why we say Borei Morei HaEish on Motzei Shabbos. We connect the two, the Chiddush Arim says. The Eish aspect that we have to do during the week of burning with the Psoles, and the Or aspect, Morei HaEish. So why is Shabbos the opposite of the essence of Eish we find in the Sefer HaKadosh Tzvas Emes, who writes in our Parsha, in Parshas Vayakel, amazing things, wondrous things. So this is also a very deep keta, says the Tzvas Emes. B'pasuk lo sevar reish b'chol mashvaseichem, this is in the year Tav Reish Nun Dalet. Isa b'zora kodesh parshas zu b'parshas bereishis ki b'shabbos b'chinas morei ha'or. The Zohar says, Shabbos is light. U'ma'orei ha'esh mistalkin b'shabbos. But fire goes away on Shabbos. V'lachem b'motzei Shabbos mevarachim ma'orei esh l'hachziram b'makoman. We make a bracha on fire on Motzei Shabbos to bring the fire back. V'kasavnu b'zeh b'parshas miketz, and I wrote about this in parshas miketz. Haremez, what's this teaching us? What's the remez in the Zohar when he tells us that Shabbos is light, and there's no fire on Shabbos, there's only light, and on Motzei Shabbos, fire comes back. Ki ba'olam hazeh kol ha'or b'koyach, mashi sorfin u'mevarim ha'psoiles kamo haner shemeir, rak kifi mashi yesh lo lisrof u'lechalos. Light comes b'koyach, that you burn something, and the more you burn it, the more light there is. V'zeh remez she'ein ha'ayin ro'eh mitoch ha'lovin ele min ha'shachor. And that's the remez that it says in the Zohar that we don't see from the, I think it's in the Zohar, that we don't see from the white of our eye, we see from the black of our eye. In fact, seeing from the black of our eye, not the white of our eye, is a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah. Lamed Aleph Ches, as noted by the Sfas Emes in the Or Etzion edition, the excellent edition with the footnotes and the sources. So, what is that all about? Lomar ki ikur hari'iya. Kishishomrim ha'ayin shelo listakel begashmiyis. Azroin ba'ayin ha'seichel ha'meir. This teaches you that the ikur ri'iya is when you guard your eye not to look at the gashmiyis. Then you see with the eye of your shining intellect. So that's what it means. That's this fire. The ha'ara, how do you get a ha'ara? How do you get light in this world? By burning. How do you get light, kiviyachol, through darkness, through burning what is gashmi in this world? And that's why you see with the black of your eye, not with the white of your eye. Because the ikariya is not to look at the white, not to look at the gashmis, but rather not to look. Sometimes the greatest looking, as we see from Hasidus Sfarim, is when you're not looking. Is when your eyes are closed. Also, that's the greatest hanah, the greatest havana, That's why when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we close our eyes. Because to really understand it, you need your eyes closed. If you're looking, you don't understand a thing. And so too it says in the Zohar HaKadosh and Va'era, close your eyes and then you'll get all of the hidden lights. Why? Achen b'Shabbos Kodesh, Zok Tosfas Emes, Ein Tzorich Beir P'soiles, Rak Or HaMeir. On Shabbos we don't need to be Mevar P'soiles. On Shabbos we have this Or HaMeir. During the week we're selecting. During the week we're choosing. We're being Mevar the Ra. We're consuming the evil. And we are not consuming the evil that we're eating an unhealthy diet. That I don't mean. I don't mean to drink Coca-Cola. It's not good for you. But what I mean is, we get rid of the evil during the week, and we try to leave the good and create good. But on Shabbos, we don't need to do that. On Shabbos, there's an Or HaMeir, there's a light that shines. Ube'emes, as we saw earlier in the Chiddush HaRim, Ube'emes, Sarech Adam Levar HaMaisav B'mei HaMaser, Shelo Yelo Psoles B'yem HaShabbos. Be'emes, a person has to make sure that his deeds during the week are rectified, so that there's no Psoles on Shabbos. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sevar Reish B'chol Moshvaseichem B'yom HaShabbos. Don't light a fire on Shabbos. You don't have to burn the evil on Shabbos. You don't need the fire to give you light on Shabbos, because Shabbos has its own light. It has light without burning something, without the mechala oops v'soreif aspect, without the burning aspect. Shabbos has its own light. Lo sevar eish b'chol moshvaseichem. You don't have to light a fire on Shabbos. You're not allowed to light a fire. It's not shaykh to light a fire on Shabbos. Shabbos has its own light. Ube'emes, ha-Shabbos u'me'ein oylem habo. Shabbos is me'ein oylem habo. U'kemoshet tzrichim levar kol ha-psoles b'olem hazel u'zakei ha-chomer. And just like we have to be mevarer all the psoles in this world to purify the material and the physical, li'os mu'chan le'olem habo, in order to be prepared for olem habo. V'lo yitztarech lehizdakech b'ishoy shel gehenem. And chas v'shalom, we shouldn't have to be purified in the fire of Gehenem. Kemo kein tzrichim levar b'mei ha'mais elios b'shabbos mukhan lor ha'meir. So just like in this world we have to prepare for the next world, that we shouldn't need a burning fire, chas v'shalom, in the next world. So too, during the Yimei Ha'maisa, which correspond to this world, we have to prepare for the next world, that meaning Shabbos. Shabbos is Mein Olam Haba. Shabbos is like the world to come. And therefore during the week, we have to prepare ourselves to be ready for the light that shines on Shabbos. V'zeu avudata adam, l'zakech ha-chomer, l'hafcho l'tzura. And that is the job of a person, to purify his physical, to make his chomer into tzura, to make the physical into spiritual. And that's what it means, ish v'isha, like the Gemara says about ish v'isha. If there's zoche, the shechina is b'neihem. So what do an ish v'isha do? It says this Sfas Emes, eish v'achomer. Eish is the physicality. And when the man and the woman come together and they put the man's yud and the woman's hay, so they make that physical into spiritual. So now we have a much deeper understanding into what Shabbos is. Shabbos is light. Shabbos is not a fire that burns. We have to burn it during the week. We have to use the fire to burn during the week, to burn the bad stuff, to make the berurim. But on Shabbos, Shabbos is kulo light. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. And afterwards the Sfas Emes says, this is in the year Tav Reish Nun Zayin. 1897. V'lachein amar lo sevar reish b'yom haShabbos. And therefore it says, don't be light a fire b'chol moshvaseichem in all of your dwelling places on Shabbos. Ki b'chinas eish hu zo hamachloket shebe'adam l'shem shamayim. This b'chinas eish is the machlokas that we have l'shem shamayim. That we do what? Sheze beis yankiv eish lihilachein im esav v'amalek. This fire of the house of Yaakov, that it says in the Pasuk, that Beis Yaakov will be an Eish, and what is the house of Yaakov using its Eish for? To fight against, and it says that Beis Esav is going to be Kash, to burn the multitudinous, if that's a word, the very great number of straw that Esav has, all the physicality. So that's what the Eish of Beis Yaakov is. Aval Shabbos Bechinas Or Habom Elamalo. But Shabbos is light that comes from above. Bechinas Shem Yisrael. That's a higher Madrega than Yaakov. That's the Madrega of Yisrael. V'hu Yom Menucha. And it's a day of rest. It's not a day to fight against the Yetzirah. It's not a day to fight against Amalek, to fight against Esav. Shabbos is kulo light. And since Shabbos is light, it's not a day of fighting, it's a day of menucha, it's a day of rest, l'chem lo sevaru eish. Therefore, don't light a fire, because a fire is fighting, a fire is always moving. A fire is to kill Amalek, to wage war against Amalek, but that's during the week. That's the machlokas l'chem shemayim we're involved in during the week, but not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we don't need to be involved in that. On Shabbos, it's a Yom Menucha, we rest, because the world is kulo light. V'froach rishayim kamo esev v'yatzitzu kol poleyav v'nisham dama deyad. During the week, it looks like the rishayim are so successful. But we know in Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos that it's all, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. That in the end, goodness will win. Kedusha will win. And then, lahagid, we conclude, ki yashar Hashem, we're going to see that Hashem is straight, Hashem is the best. Surihi is our rock for love, lasabo, there's nothing wrong with him. In the end, we will see the light. That's what Shabbos represents, the true light, the true understanding of how everything works, of how everything is good. So now we understand that Eish is shayach to the weekday, and or Hameir is shayach to Shabbos. So now, let's make an about face from Shabbos, from the weekday in Shabbos, from this main Olam Haba. It's very hard for me to rip myself away from this discussion. However, we're going to take a step over now to Karban Pesach. Why do we bring Karban Pesach? Ba'ofen shel tzli eish bedafka. Why does it have to be roasted with fire? So there are numerous reasons given in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, in the Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Bo. On page Lamates on the Beis, it says V'kama d'tavdun benura atun t'chsiv ki im tzli eish ana af hachi avir oisoy be'eishna b'na hardinor, that just like B'nai Yisrael will roast the Karban Pesach with the eish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the mitzrim, the sitra achara, the powers of evil, the powers of darkness, the avodah zara, and they will go on a hardinor in this river of fire. So in the schus of our doing the Karban Pesach, we will burn the evil. If we do the Karban Pesach with fire, that will burn the evil as well. The second reason given by the Zohar is in Parshas Pekudei. Says the Zohar there that you have to have Besar Pesach, Dafkan in Ofen of Tzli Eish, because the smell of something roasted travels far, and when the smell travels, it will be mesalek, it will remove the smell of the sitra achra. So the second reason is this: you have to roast it with fire because the smell removes the smell of the sitra achra. And the third reason is in the Zohar. My sweetest friends, the Tolna Rebbe seems to know a lot of Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, but he really knows it. He doesn't just quote it, believe me, I've spoken to him many times and never cease to be amazed by how much he knows everything. And the Zohar says in Parshas Pinchas, Bekitzer there he says that the reason it has to be Tzli Eish is to show the Mitzrim that their God is being burned with fire. They believed in this God. And we have to show them, we're burning your God with fire, we're burning your tleh, we're burning your sheep. So those are three reasons now from the Zohar. Number one, just like we burn this with Eish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to burn the dark side with Eish. And reason number two, because the smell travels far and it removes the smell of the Sitra Achra. Reason number three, because it's to show the Mitzvah that we're burning their gods. We have to show them that. The Rambam and the Mori Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Vav writes that the reason we eat Tzli Eish is because there was no time There was no time to make a proper meal. So Tzliyesh, do it quick. Just roast it and be done with it. In the Sefer Achinuch, in Mitzvah Zayin, his reason is, V'zeu shenitztaveinu lechol tzli dafko. Why does it have to be tzli? Lefi shekach derech b'nei malachim v'sarim lechol basar tzli. That's the way of kings, princes. They eat roasted meat. Says the Chinuch, lefi shu machol tovu mutam, because it's a delicious food. Aval shar ha'am enam yecholim lechol ma'at basar shetasig yadim ki mevushol kadei lamali bitnam. Other people just eat it cooked in order to fill their stomachs. But we eat it roasted on Pesach, says the Sefer HaChinuch, to show that we are now a Mamleches Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. We have to show our freedom. So therefore we show it by eating this chasha food. And he says, besides that, we also eat tzli, to show we were rushing out of there, and we couldn't wait for it to cook. So we just quickly roasted it. So we see from everything we just said that on Pesach the Torah emphasizes that it has to be be'esh, because the essence of esh is that it burns, has a lot of koach with its burning, it makes a strong smell, burns powerfully, and that's the muhus, the essence of Chag HaPesach. Yetzias Mitzrayim had to really shake us up. It had to really get us moving. Yetzias Mitzrayim is an adin in Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. Absolutely not. Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we have to free ourselves from the Sitra Achra. And that's why we have to do something. We have to do something very powerful. We have to use fire to burn the Sitra Achra, to make a strong, like the Zohar says, and to make a strong smell, to get rid of the smell of the Sitra Achra, like the Zohar says. To show them that we're burning their gods. It really had to shake us up. To show us, we had to do something to show them that who's in charge. Your gods aren't in charge anymore. So that's the idea of Pesach. Pesach isn't Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. Pesach is the fight against the Sitra Achra. So now we can go back to Rashi, who says Lo Sevaru Eish Yesh Marvusenor Omer Avar Lelav Yatzas V'Yesh Omim Lechalek Yatzas. So we've quoted Rashi. You said some rabbis say it's Lelav, and some rabbis say it's Lechalek. So we said earlier that the essence of Eish isn't connected to Shabbos. It's against the essence of Shabbos. An Eish is Mazik. As the Torah says, Ki Seitze Eish, Darka Lelechu Lahazik. That's the opposite of Menuchas Shabbos. The opposite of Al Yetze Ish Mimakomo B'Yom HaShabbos. Don't go out of your place on Shabbos. Fire does move. Fire is Ki Seitze Eish. Eish jumps around. Eish is always moving. Sheshes Yomim Tavo. That's the weekday. 6 days we're moving. 6 days we're active. 6 days we're working. But then Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. Then we have the rest of Shabbos. And by Shabbos Vayinofash, we rest on Shabbos. We relax on Shabbos. And Pshat is that the only way we can reach this level of Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha is if we're Torech the 6 days as we're supposed to. Misha Torech Be'er Shabbos Yochal B'Shabbos. We have to work very hard during the 6 days like a fire. Be so rafe the bad, and then we can eat on Shabbos. Then we can truly enjoy Shabbos. So now we can explain everything. Says the Holy Rebbe Shlita. We asked at the beginning, why is Havara chosen more than all of the Lamites Malachos? That it's either Lelav Yatzas or Lechalek Yatzas. And we also asked, why Rashi doesn't bring the other drushes the Gemara brings on this pasuk. And we also ask, why doesn't Rashi explain more? He wrote it so big kitzer. Why did he write it so that even, why did he not write it so that even a 5-year-old can understand it, Ben Chamesh L'Mikra? And the reason for everything is that in Parashas Kisisa, there all of the melachas of Shabbos were included in the pasuk of Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hilachem mechalalei amos yumas ki kol haoseh ba melacha b'nichrusa hanefesh ahi mikerev ameha sheshes yamim yaseh melacha uv'yom hashvi'i Shabbos Shabbos and kodesh l'Hashem kol haoseh melacha b'yom haShabbos mos yumas. So we already have a pasuk there that you have to keep Shabbos. That Shabbos is holy, a person's machal, Shabbos dies, chas v'shalom. 6 days you should work, and on the seventh day it should be Shabbos. And here, when the Torah says, lo sevar reish b'chol moshvo seichem, it doesn't repeat that there's an onesh mavis. Why not? Because the Torah wanted to hint to us that it's not enough that there's a punishment, that there's a warning. The Pasuk is coming to tell us something much deeper. The Pasuk is telling us that Shabbos has no connection to the essence of fire. Shabbos is the opposite of fire. Fire isn't shayach to Shabbos, as we've explained. And therefore, now we understand why Rashi HaKadosh brings Dafka these two drashas. These two drashas show that that the Malach of Havara is different than all the other Malachas. And if Havara is different than all the other Malachas of Shabbos, that it was singled out, and as a lav, as opposed to the other Malachas of Shabbos, which are Chiyuv Misas, so the fact that it's different than all the other Malachas of Shabbos, or that it's Lechalek, or it's in its own category. Why is it in its own category? Because it's different than the essence of Shabbos. So you're right, it's the prototype, and therefore we learn from there. That's the limud, that each for each malacha on Shabbos, you have to bring a separate karban. But why, Dafka, was this one chosen to be singled out? Because Havara has to be singled out, because it has to be singled out from all the other malachas of Shabbos. Because Havara has absolutely no shaykhus to Shabbos. Fire is the opposite of Shabbos. Shabbos negates any matter of fire. Fire is a Motzei Shabbos thing. God didn't rest from creating fire on Shabbos. Fire was Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, Rashi doesn't go into detail what it means l'lav yatzas, what it means l'chalek yatzas. It's not really important. What's just important is to show that Havara was singled out. Havara is different. L'lav, l'chalek, what exactly it means, what the kasha of Rashi is. Why is this singled out? And then he answers it. No, all that is not important. All we have to know is that it's different. That Havara is different than all the other malachas of Shabbos. Because Havara has no shaychus to Shabbos. And that, of course, is why Rashi didn't bring the other drushes of the Amoraim here. Because that's not what Rashi wants to teach us. Rashi wants to teach us that that Havara isn't Shaykh to Shabbos. And that's the essence of Shabbos. Shabbos is anti-Esh. That's all Rashi is trying to tell us. Not all the other drushes of Chazal. They're also important. But Rashi here is trying to tell us, Pshuto Shel Mikra, Shabbos is not fire. You just have to know that's what the Pasuk is teaching you. Lo sevar reish b'chol moshvo seichem. It's not only an Isser, but it's also because Havara is not even Shaykh, it's not part of Shabbos. It's diametrically opposed to Shabbos. So Rashi doesn't have to go into detail, because we just know Sha'esh is different, and also Rashi is, we understand why Havara was singled out, because Havara is different than any other Malacha. Havara is against the very essence of Shabbos. And that's why on Shabbos, since Shabbos is the opposite of Eish, it's the opposite of fire, it's the opposite of movement, on Shabbos a person has to, as Chazal say, as if all of his work is done. It's even in his machshava. In machshava, he shouldn't even be thinking about work. So Me'ikar Adin, it's mutter, but like the Shulchan Aruch says, that it's better not to think about it. And that's what the Torah wants, that on Shabbos there's no work. On Shabbos it's complete Olam Haba. So the question is, how does a person do that? How does a person on Shabbos forget about his work? How can he do that? He has to support his family. It's hard to support your family. Especially today. Don't ask. So many people have so many tzaras. How on Shabbos are you supposed to forget everything? So the Rebbe Shlita said a mashal. A person gets a present from the king. And the king says, one day you're the king. One day you're the king. So he gets to go into the palace. He gets to eat 7 meals. He gets to sleep on the most comfortable bed. He gets to enjoy every second. He lives in the lap of luxury. What, do you think he's going to think about his regular life and all of his sorrows? No! He's going to enjoy every second of it. So too on Shabbos. On Shabbos. On Shabbos we're supposed to forget about everything. We're living in the lap of luxury. It's main olam haba. On Shabbos every man is a king. Every woman's a queen. Every child is a prince and a princess. Just enjoy the day. So that's Shabbos. Shabbos is complete menucha. However, Chag HaPesach is the opposite. Pesach is the first holiday of the Jewish people that they celebrated. And it had to be done with great excitement. They had to prepare it's Avoda. They're getting ready for the Avoda. Pesach has to be done with all the kochos ha-nefesh. Tzli eish rosho al krov al kirbo. With the fire. Fire, you fire the animal, the head, the legs, the inside, everything. The Pesach is eish. About eish it says, ki seitze eish. Eish goes out. About Yitzias Mitzrayim it says, hayom atem yotzim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is also going out. Pesach relates to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this was goy miker of goy, a nation from another nation. And therefore this Yitzia had to be a groyser shturim. It has to be mamish with such kochos, with such power. But also suvimovsim biat chazakov is wrong atuya, with great miracles and wonders and a strong hand and an outstretched arm. So Pesach is all about fire. Pesach, we had to get fired up. Pesach, we had to destroy the Sitra Achra. So now we understand that Shabbos is the opposite of Eish. Pesach is Eish. And the Rebbe concluded that on the year where Shabbos and Parashas HaChodesh come in the same week, that we read about L'Sabar Eish B'Chomash V'Seichem, and we read about the Korban Pesach, we have to use both. We're going to be Zocha this Shabbos to both the light of Shabbos as we are every Shabbos, but we also can't forget the Eish. Like the Yetzer Hara is Nimshal Eish, like it says in the Gemara, on a Bisra Vat Nura, I'm only flesh and you're fire. Nura Be'amram, Nura Be'amram. The Yetzer Hara is a fire. So we got to fight fire with fire. And the way we do that, says the Rebbe Shlita, is to learn Hilchos Karban Pesach. To know, Bekar of Mamish, we're hoping that this Pesach, the High Shata, Tovshin Samach Tes, we're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to be eating the Karban, well, you don't have to eat it in the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to be in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and we're going to be eating the Karban Pesach. Everybody's invited to my house, if I can, as much room as we have, I'd like to have everybody over. I'm Mamish. However many we can fit, Baruch Hashem, we just renovated last year, and we have more room now. We have more room, even for sleeping, after we finish eating. You know, we're being Mesapri Yitzias Mitzrayim Koloso Alayla, and then we go Daven Shachris. So maybe then afterwards we're going to want a little bit of a nap, so we have more place to sleep. So we have to know the halachas of Karban Pesach, what's mutter, what's aser, how to do it. So are you allowed to dip your Karban Pesach into some ketchup? I'm saying that these are very important questions. So we should be zocha to the eish also of the Karban Pesach, the fire of beating the Yetzirah, beating the Sitra Achra. And we should all be zocha, also be zocha to the Menucha of Shabbos. And Bekar of Mamish, we should see the light coming down, like it says in the Navi, that Or HaLevana will be like Or HaChama, and Or HaChama, Shiva Sayim, that the light of the moon is going to be, the light of the moon is going to be like the sun, and the sun is going to give so much light and so much spirituality and so much Ruchnias. It's going to be such a beautiful world, a world filled with Das Hashem, as the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Malachim, V'lo ye'esa ka'olam, Ela ladas is Hashem bilvad, bin heira vi amenu, amen ve amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.